Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
I know what you're doing. You're at work right now. You decide I'm going to turn on this bow hunting podcast because I want to just be hunting right now so goddamn bad. But it's that time of year, boys and girls. But just wait. You'll get off work and you'll tell everyone to screw off and you'll go out in the woods and kill a deer.
That's right.
And we're going to talk about killing deer on this episode. But first, we got to get through some business. And I know you understand that because working class, we got to get ours. But it's all stuff we believe in. This is a Working Class Bow Hunter presented by Stint Crusher each and every week. How you doing? Hey,
how are you?
Check out StintCrusher.com. Absolutely using the shit out of our Stint Crusher gear right now. The gear bag is my number one contender at the moment.
Yep.
Because it goes with me everywhere.
Gear bag and the tote. I've been using the shit out of the tote.
I live out of my truck right now at this time of year, on the weekends especially, and change and do all that. The gear bag goes with me to work, to the field. You can run it in your car while you're driving. You can run the Ozone Go while you're driving.
Yep.
Just completely eliminate as much scent as possible so you can get in there on those all-day sits and hopefully be good on a quartering wind. A big buck comes in, you put an arrow through them. So check out scentcrusher.com. Also, HHA Sports. Whether you're shooting the Optimizer Kingpin, the Dovetail or the Fixed Position, the new Tetra, the Optimizer Light, or the Virtus Aero Rest, or you got some combination of both, you already know how good they are and why we love them so much, that lifetime warranty. Man, mine's been rock solid all the way before my Colorado trip, after the Colorado trip, and still now. Shot yesterday, get ready for this upcoming rut hunt action, and
they're freaking bulletproof.
Yeah, ever since our mule deer trip, I haven't touched it.
Yep. You don't need to. I mean, Scott Bakken took it on his long Alaskan trip this year, and he said it came pretty beat up, but still operating solid. And the cool thing is, you know, Scott don't have to worry about buying another one. But if you did take it on a trip like that and you smashed it off a rock, you just get it replaced.
I even fell with my bow in Nebraska walking up those freaking goat hills and got back, shot it, and it was perfect.
Yeah, my dad dive bombed on his. I was like, oh, ouch. But yeah, check out HHASports.com. Absolutely love them. We believe in all those products, and try them out. Also, Elite Archery, the Ritual 30 is new. That's out. We haven't shot it yet, but it's basically the Ritual in a more compact size for ground blind, tree stand hunting. A lot of guys like that more compact bow. I like the Ritual. It's a ATA's 33 and a quarter, 335 feet per second. I think the Ritual is up there. I think it's a better shooting bow than my Synergy, personally. And I loved my Synergy from, that was a 2014 year. I absolutely love them. We have the Working Class Bonehunter Edition ones. Also the Elite Enlist, if you're just wanting to get in that entry level platform and still shoot a top branded bow like an Elite, that's 33 inch axle to axle and 325 feet per second. They got the Tempo, which, Tank, you're shooting the Tempo.
Yep, love it.
The Impulses, which is their best-selling line ever from Elite. Option 6, the Option 7s, E35s, all that. You can see these bows on work on Respect the Game TV and the Virtue on Carbon TV.
We actually got to see the preview of the Ritual 30 before anyone else in Nebraska.
And you didn't really even know it at first, did you?
No, we did not. No, I mean, the riser looks the same and everything. It's just shorter ATA, and then we kind of got looking at it. We're like,
it's a little different, I think.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, but not. I mean, if you're not looking for it, you don't really notice it. And we're like,
unless Philip was
wait
like,
wait a second,
boys, check it out. Look at this.
We're surprised you wouldn't do that.
Yes, I know.
Look at this old sad daddy. Nice special hair, Eric. Look at this.
Look at this.
Those are nice chops, but you see this 30 Ritual over here?
This is better.
This is way better.
Check out Elite Archery. That whole family is awesome. Also, BigTime.com. They're a newer supporter for us. We got a big announcement. They have their Big Time app that you can download for free, and they do giveaways and all that. We are the featured show for the month of November on the Big Time app. So more to come from that, but you'll be able to find anyone that's a Big Time partner that has a show or some sort of media, you can find that on the app. The Virtue's also in there. So we'll have episodes on there, Carbon TV, and our regular audio podcast, which you're listening to now. So look out for that. BigTime.com, get the app. Also, Victory Arrows, Victory Archery. We're all shooting the RIP TKO Gamers, outfitted with ethics inserts, and I'm shooting freaking semi-trucks, man.
I think we all are. I think we're all shooting the same components and arrows.
Yep.
So
per chisel. Yes, so check out Victory Archery. Thank you to all our partners. Now we can get on to the business.
The meat and potatoes?
Meat and taters. The meat and taters.
I'm Chase Rolfson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody, it's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys, this is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bone Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Buckman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right, this is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from the Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
Hey, this is Jules McQueen, and you are listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
It's really, really not that good.
Well, hey there. Episode 252?
252, yeah, whatever.
Dude, one time we got so drunk on a podcast that when I did the cover art after we recorded, I did it 100 episodes behind, and one person caught it. I was like, shit, deleted it and redid it.
How does one person catch it, though? You think we would have caught it at some point?
It was like, I don't know. I was just in the zone getting the episode cranked out because I care.
You know what? Shit happens every once in a while, so.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I was just being real, just doing what we do. Welcome to the podcast. Hopefully your deer season's going well. We are getting right into the crunch time of deer season. The rut is coming in full swing here quick. If you look online, the rut's over. So sorry you missed that.
It was a good time.
We all missed it. We all missed our rut vacation.
Yeah.
Yep, you're late.
We'll get it next year.
Gonna be an early rut this year.
Yeah, next year is gonna be in July, so watch out.
Yeah, I'm gonna start hunting beans.
Yeah, late season deer will be shedding by December 1st. Got a vet shout out, Cameron?
Yeah, so Ian Gamble wanted to shout out his buddy Daniel Shelley. He says Daniel Shelley served in the Navy with me for 4 years, quickly advanced to the rank of petty officer second class. He served as a submarine scuba diver on the U.S. Helena. He's a all-around badass and now works as a firefighter in Metter, Georgia, and has a passion for the outdoors and bow hunting. He continues to say, Daniel and I recently started a social media platform called American Primal to share our love for fitness and bow hunting. This man deserves a shout out.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Go to workingclassbowhunter.com and you can submit your own military shout out. We're transferring it from veteran to military because I feel like that's, I mean, we respect everybody that does it, right. So we want to shout them out. New with us, quick before we dive into the full-blown meat and taters, the new Carbon episode with Chip City is out on Carbon TV. Check that out. And then our next episode comes out this coming Monday, which will be the November 3rd, I think.
Somewhere in there.
Ish.
Fourth.
The fourth. And that is just me, Steve, and Eric on that podcast. I think we talk a little bit about the history of how we got into hunting and just about us. We figured we need to do something like that on Carbon.
We haven't done it for a while. I mean, I think we did it in the way beginning, how we kind of explained how we all got into it, but probably needed to happen on Carbon.
There's some cool old photos and old footage and stuff in there. We haven't even watched it yet. Jordan has it. We're going to watch it at the house here in the studio this coming weekend before it airs, but keep an eye out for that. We also have the Hang and Bang pre-orders are back, which is, I mean, we had a lot of people asking about them, when they're going to be back. Well, they're back. We're going to run them for probably another week. So if you don't get it, I mean, the next time you'll probably be able to pick one up is trade show season, hopefully. And then
get it now while it's hot.
Get it now.
That's right.
And then we also have another pre-order at the same time for the You Can't Trip Into a 150. And that's an Austin Chandler quote from episode 2 on Carbon TV. And it basically We made it a very literal design to his thing, saying you can't just trip into 150. You got to put your work in.
It's kind of funny, though, because if you look at the art, Jordan made it kind of look like Austin.
I know.
Yeah,
like the kind of string bean guy. Yeah.
It's really cool. So check those out. The two pre-orders going at the same time. And Go Shoot Your Bow shirts are on their way. We should have them.
Those should be in the store by the end of the week, I would say.
Yep, so everyone that's been wanting to get one of those, what they've been out. And then stocking caps. Our Working Class Boner camo stocking caps are back in, and we're getting more in. So pick those up. They're really nice. I think they're good luck.
This is the time to get them, though.
Perfect time right here to wear them.
Right before the cold season. You know, it gets kind of chilly there in the mornings at night, so it's nice to throw on.
Yep. And it's a legit stocking cap, so it keeps those ears warm.
I mean, first time I wore mine, killed the 170.
I need all the luck I can get.
And that's a fact.
Jack?
Facts.
Science.
Cameron doesn't even have one.
No, I don't. That's probably why I haven't killed a deer. This is your guys' fault.
It is. Actually, probably why.
Yeah.
We're not going to give you one until Eric kills one.
That's right.
Eric's like, yours lost in the mail.
I'm not going to bring you a damn hat until I kill a deer.
So, I mean, a lot's been going on. We've been busy in the deer woods. We've been wanting to talk about some of the stuff we've experienced.
Kind of a little update.
Yeah.
What's been going on.
Yeah, in the last couple of weeks. The last two, well, we had... Austin, Clark, and Ross Bigger in the studio talking about how to get on a big deer. And then last week we had Clint Casper on talking about some rut tips and tactics.
Crazy guy.
Yeah, everybody loves those guys. Clint, especially, he's a wild man.
100 miles an hour.
He is, man. He's going to be hitting it hard the next couple weeks. I imagine we'll see a big buck hit the dirt from him. But no, I mean, we've had a lot of crazy shit happen, I feel like. Not crazy, but just like normal. I'm in the woods a lot. Bow hunting experiences. It's always kind of crazy, you know? But
it's a time of year where it gets all crazy.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, Eric, your story's kind of first, man. Really?
Yeah, so we got back from our honeymoon on a Wednesday, and some crazy shit happened there where we had our house sold, and the lady backed out on us, so I'm like, well...
Biggity bitch.
Yep. I'm like, I gotta get out in the woods and hit the old reset button, you know? So I'm like, I'm going hunting. I don't give a shit. So I went out that Thursday evening to a property where it's right by a river, so everything was flooded around here there for a while. So it kind of, with the river being flooded, it kind of pushes all the deer up to me, which is nice because I was getting a lot of buck activity and a lot of shit coming through there. So I figure I better get in there and sit at least one evening. So I get in the tree stand a little early that day. It's probably 4 o'clock or so, 3:30, 4 o'clock, and... You know, get in there, get all settled in. You know, that first sit, you kind of got to go over everything and make sure, you know, get your pack situated and get everything all...
Knock the rust off a bit.
Right, and get your bow hanger in the right spot. Make sure that's all working good. And not even 10 minutes after I sit down, get everything situated, there's a doe coming by. And in front of me is a tiny little one-acre cornfield patch. And then on the other side is a patch of timber that runs. And I can see her going by, and then I see a really nice buck making a rub on a tree, and they're
this
probably
is like October
9th,
10th,
or something.
It was real early,
like 2 weeks, not even 2 weeks then.
Right. So, and he's making a rub on a tree, and he kind of follows her, and this is probably, I don't know, 100 yards in between me and them. There wouldn't be a shot anyways, and they're kind of doing their thing and walk off in the distance, and then not even probably 15 minutes later, here comes three does down the... So, to the left of me is like a hill with a tree line. So, I can see through this tree line as they come around the corner and come down the hill right to me. So, it's kind of nice how you can see through the trees and see what's coming before they even get out in front of you. So, they come in, three of them. They sit there in front of me for probably 20 minutes sitting there feeding on some grass and shit and whatnot. And I hear something behind me, and then... down the tree line, here comes this he's like a little 9-pointer, but a real basket kid. He's going to be a booner someday. Mm-hmm. But he's real tight, real small, young deer. But he's already got 9 points to him, so he's just growing shit everywhere, but it's a really small rack.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And he's just moseying right behind me through the timber. And he kind of goes off, and then where that first buck was, I see one more buck come out, and I'm like, oh, man, he's a good buck. You know, he's probably 140.
Different bucks?
Yeah, all different bucks. He's probably 145-ish, I would say. Mm-hmm. And this hole is like a big bowl down in there, and then it Ys off into another timber. So they come through this patch of timber into the Y, and they can either come towards me or go off towards the other patch of timber where all these bucks are.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, right behind him is probably like a 150. They're walking right behind each other. And then this probably 170 inch is right behind him.
What the fuck?
Three really good deer. Just, I mean, nose to ass following each other. And then they kind of get out in the open. And they're rubbing and making scrapes and doing all kinds of crazy shit. And of course,
that's so nuts, right?
I know.
Yeah at that time.
In the first sit.
Told you, rut's over now.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. And this property, I've never seen so many bucks in one sit. You know, it's been been you see one.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then a bunch of does. So then they finally take off into the cornfield, and probably, I don't know, 45 minutes, an hour goes by, nothing, kind of that dead zone.
Yep.
And then to this hill to my left, I can see two does on top of the hill feeding, and they're up there, they're content, they're doing their thing. All of a sudden, you know, they do that thing where they pick their head up and look behind them, and I'm like, oh, shit. There's either something behind them or they're just kind of getting a little edgy, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I hear this grunt, this murp. Murp, 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 murp. And it's like full rutting grunt. I'm like, what in
like
the
he's
hell?
He's chasing him after.
Yeah,
him.
And I'm thinking, you know, it's just a little 2.5-year-old, you know.
Yeah, getting all excited,
you know, what the hell? And he comes barreling in full speed at these does. And I'm like, what in the fuck is going on here?
That's crazy.
Yeah, so they get spooked, and they come running down the hill right to me, and they stop. And he stops on top of the hill, kind of behind a tree where he's like two steps away from me getting a shot off.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of does like these 5 or 6 donuts, just spin around in circles and runs back the other way.
Like he's like losing his marbles, like over all the...
It yeah, seems
I was
like he
drop
was
a hard P yeah, word, but all
seemed
the
like he was on. It seemed like he was on meth or cocaine or something. You know, he's just going
nuts. Niagara, man.
So then, you know, I see him right away coming in. I grab my bow, and these does are right in front of me, and I'm like, shit, he's gonna come right down to him. You know,
that makes sense.
So he does these donut things and then takes off back where he came from. So I'm like, what in the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I still got my bow in my hand. I'm just appalled. Like, okay. That
yeah, it's a
happened.
Weird time of year for that to happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
If you would have told that on Facebook, everyone would have been like,
no.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
But
wrong.
So then I'm sitting there, and they're content again, feeding right in front of me. And then I can hear the grunting again coming back at me. Same thing, the and I'm like, what in the hell is he doing, you know? And all of a sudden, he comes barreling around the corner, down the hill. And the does take off, and I'm like, oh, shit, he's coming down the hill. So I draw back, and I'm like, meep, meep, meep. And I'm like yelling at this deer, and it's kind of a funnel pinch point there where he's going to go, about to go in that funnel. So he's quartering hard away, and he finally stops and kind of turns back to me. And I'm like, fuck, I got to let one rip, you know.
Mm-hmm. He's quartering away.
Quartering away, yeah. Yep. Did I say that wrong?
Well, you said he's quartering away, but then he like turned back to me is kind of what you said.
Well, no, he kind of turned back and looked at when he heard the noise, you know, he kind of turned his head around.
But his body's still quartering away.
Right, right. So I let one rip, and it looked like a good shot, and I caught the shoulder on the other side because the arrow was still in. Because down this funnel, I can see him run for probably 40, 50 yards down this funnel.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see the arrow in him the whole time. I'm like, oh, that's a good shot, you know, but it stuck in him, you know, it wasn't a pass-through. So that's when I texted all you guys, you know, told you what happened. It looked like a good shot. And then I called Doug. He's like, oh, just wait till dark, you know, get down, you know, go in a little bit and see if you can find some blood. So I'm like, all right, you know, and that's the worst point is when you have to sit there
and
think about it, you know,
until
dark.
And then it gets dark and you're like, this is going to be a bitch.
Yep, yep.
You know, you hope it's not anyway.
Yeah. Right. So I get down, you know, shut the trail camera off because I figure I'd be walking by it a bunch of times, you know, just so it's not going off. And I find one little drop of blood. I'm like, oh, no, this ain't good. Probably, I would say, 20 yards from where the arrow went in to the blood.
But it's quartering away, and your entry hole's probably higher.
Right.
And then, so, you know, if you think quartering away shot, if you don't go out the other side, that body cavity's got to fill.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Right. So it might be 30, 40 yards before blood starts pumping out of there really heavy. You don't you know, it's all different. You don't know.
Right. And then so I keep going and like I find another drop, another 20 yards, another drop, another 20 yards. And the way this Y is, the timber ends and then it's just a fence row with corn on each side. So I get about to the end of that timber and I'm like, I'm just going to back out. I don't have that much blood. You know, just give him time to lay down,
right,
pile up. And that's when I call Doug. I call these guys and
like, he, well, he calls me. What is it, like October 11th or something?
Yeah.
I shot a big buck. He's like telling me a story. I'm like, are you high? Like,
right.
We've
right.
been just grunting chasing does already.
Like, you yeah. been on archery talk again?
Yeah. It was just, I mean, that was the craziest thing about it. You know, he was probably 155-inch, 160-inch deer doing this on
yeah.
on
yeah.
October 10th or whatever well, the hell
we
it
live
was.
In Illinois and Iowa, man. Those are every around every tree.
Oh, right, that's right, sure. right.
Yeah.
Right.
I already let five pass.
Yeah. I mean, why would you shoot him when you see him all the time?
Right.
Yeah.
So I was texting Doug. I'm like, well, let's just let him sit till morning, you know?
Yeah.
And then finally it's like midnight. I'm like, Doug, what are you doing? He's like, oh, no, I'm just sitting at my buddy's playing video games. I'm like, let's go look for that deer. He's like,
yeah, no doubt.
He's like, are you serious? I'm like, dude, this shit's killing me. I'm going to be up all night anyway, so we might as well go look.
Yeah.
Right. So we get out there, and I stuck an arrow on the ground where I found the last blood.
It's like, what, 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, probably. 12:30, 1 o'clock. So I go right to that arrow, and we're on our hands and knees looking for blood. And then I finally get out to the edge of the timber and then where he's running along the corn, and we're getting more and more blood as we go. Yeah. So we're like, okay, this is a good sign.
Well, where that funnel was, like, right at the end of the funnel, it gets thick as shit in there. Like, yeah. We're on our hands and knees.
We're literally
finding just little specks. I'm like, fuck, that's like not good. Like,
and then I finally got up and I went out to the corn. You know, I'm like, he's got to run this way.
Right.
Or he doubled back and came down the corn line the other way. So I get out there and I can see, I found blood going out where the funnel stops. And then it's probably, I don't know, 50, 80 yards to a fence line where the corn turns, and then there's beans on the other side. Well, he crossed over into the beans, and we're getting little drops of blood still, little drops over there. And then he kind of...
Well, the blood on the corn stalks wasn't that... It looked pretty good. Like, it wasn't on the ground. It was coming off, like, him rubbing up against the corn stalks. The
hole was up higher.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, this is good.
And it was, like, the right height, you know, that height you kind of want. And then he gets over into the beans, and then he kind of jumps... Because there's points in the fence where it's up, but then it's down, you know, it's up. And he's kind of jumping back and forth from the bean field to the cornfield.
Doing some dumbass shit.
Yeah, we couldn't figure him out.
It sucked trying to throw blood for that bean field. That was terrible.
It was awful.
It's like you lose it. Like, where is he? Cross over the fence in the corner. Like, oh, he's over here. Oh, now he's back.
And then you lose it again, and then we go to the beans, and then we'd find it over there. So he's jumping back and forth to where the fence is down, you know.
Yeah.
So then finally we get probably, 75 yards down the east-west fence line, and there's the arrow. So we're like, okay, this is good. And then there's like a little pocket in this bush where it looks like he laid down. There's like, it wasn't a big pile of blood, but probably a 8-inch circle of blood.
Yeah, it was the best we've seen.
But then after that, we couldn't figure out where he went.
He clotted up.
Yeah.
So he laid there and clotted up, and then I was talking to Austin Chandler. He's like, he probably lost that arrow, laid down, licked it a bunch of times, and closed that wound up.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we were looking on each side of the fence. We walked in the corn, and then finally it was probably 3:34 in the morning. We're like, all right, let's come back about 11 in the morning.
I got home about 4:30 in the morning.
Yep. So we let him sit overnight, went back in the morning. You know, daylight's obviously a lot easier to see shit.
Yeah.
And we had... Doug, my dad, my nephew, my wife, and I was everyone there searching for this deer. I'm like, I cannot let this thing go, you know? So we're out there and we show them what's going on. You know, this is the last blood we found, so we spread out. We're checking the bean field. We're checking the next timber over. I went and asked the farmer if we could check that. We walked through that. We went in the corn rows. We went back to where I shot him, see if he would double around, you know, how they kind of can make a big circle and come back to where you shot him.
Yep.
So we go over there. We're looking over there, and I mean, we got out there about 11:30 and quit looking, I think, at 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, we didn't find any more blood from when the arrow went out.
Damn, dude.
Like zero sign of nothing.
Nothing. So, and we're like, I'm like, well, it is what it is. You know, there's nothing we can do after we can't find blood. We've searched all the fields around
it. Was the arrow broke off?
Nope. No.
It was full arrow, huh?
But the two blades were the most bent I've seen blades. Like, one's going this way, the other's going that way.
Yep, it's a Viper trick, and they were completely bent.
Raptor trick, you mean?
Or right? Raptor trick, yeah. Sorry.
I think you didn't get the downward angle I think you want, and you were all muscle up high.
I think maybe I just, maybe, I don't know, because we had a little bit of bubbles in there. You know, maybe I caught one lung, just a tiny little bit.
I think you might have caught the top of the lung the arrow went in at. And missed the whole other one.
Like, if you hit a deer high in the shoulder, what I find is, I mean, yours is a little different because he was quartering away. I find you can have good blood initially, and you have it for like 7,500 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you have to like focus on tracking, and then it dries up.
You know, yep. And it was one of those instances too where he was running full speed where he came in.
He never slowed down.
Never slowed down until he heard that last.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. When he did stop, I'm like, fuck it, you know, I'm like, it happened so fast where I just kind of squeezed the arrow off. Yep,
just
and,
natural.
And it looked like a good arrow when it went in, but then at the same time, I'm like, I'm replaying this in my head.
The moment.
Yeah, and I'm kind
of
like, okay, maybe I was a little high.
Well, then also after he shot him, when we were following the blood, he never slowed down. He ran full speed the whole time until he got the arrow out.
See, I think that's why we found drops of blood so far away because he's ass. Booking yeah. ass, you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
so
didn't slow
fast.
Down at all.
And
yeah.
he didn't slow down until that spot where he laid down and we found that.
Yeah.
I think there might have been two or three spots where he kind of stopped for a second because we found a little
right
bit more
blood.
Right
before the arrow came out, yeah.
Yep. So, I mean, it's that shit happens, though.
It does happen, man. It happened to me last year, man. Yep. I cried like a little bitch. Like a little baby.
I felt bad for him.
But, dude, I poured everything into last season, dude, and I had that big eight come in and hit him high on the shoulder, and he's alive, guaranteed. Well, I know he's alive, but...
And the way Eric's property was that he's hunting, like, there's only one other chunk of timber. Like, it was...
Anywhere around there.
He had to have gone there. We searched everywhere in there, and nothing. Like,
sounds like he's still alive to me.
Yep.
That's what I'm thinking. He's still alive, or he, you know...
I think it's a high hit. That's my guess, a high hit.
After thinking about it and talking to everyone about it, I think it went in a little high.
Fuck, dude, man, that sucks.
You know, because when he's running away, all I can see is his ass. Right, I can't see the side of him. I can see the arrow sticking out. So I'm like, okay, from that angle, it looked like a really good shot.
Yeah.
Like it was going in good, you know, and that, I just caught that shoulder on the other side because he was cording away so hard, you know. So, I mean,
fuck, dude.
It sucks, but at the same time, that was the best day I've ever had in the deer woods, seeing so many bucks.
Right. It's like one of those crazy things. It's like, that's the reality of it, dude.
Yep.
That's the thing, too. Yep. You told the story, and it's just shit that happens where a lot of people wouldn't even talk about that.
Sure.
That takes I mean, dude, I hit my buck last year high on the shoulder, and I hung my bow up and cried. I knew. I've been there before. I'm like, yep, I know how this is going to go. But you have to put every effort into trying to find it, no matter what. It's your responsibility to go look for that deer.
Oh, yeah,
And I think there's a lot of people that get that. I think most people get that, but then there's a lot of people who kind of are early to throw in the towel.
Yeah, we search for that deer forever.
There's a lot of people, like, there's a lot of people that have, like, a high respect. I say most. I hope that most people do for, like, the deer we hunt. If you hit them, it's your responsibility to take care of it. I mean, you know what to do, like make a clean, ethical kill as best as possible. Like, we always try to do that. And I think there's a lot of people who don't really think about what they're doing in the woods. Like, this isn't a joke.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, like, you were probably tore up from the floor up, man, all night because of this.
Well, and that's why I called Doug. I'm like, hey, what are you doing? Let's go look for this deer. Cause I know I'm not going to sleep all night thinking about it. So we might as well get out there. You know, it's been, I shot him at, I think it was like 6:20 or so, 6:30, you know, and we went back out at midnight. That was a good 6 hours of him laying there. So we're like, okay, he's got to be, if he's down, he's down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we went out, and then after we lost that blood, we're like, okay, we're going to come back in the morning and look for him again because I got to find this deer.
Yeah. Well, it turns into a body search.
Right. Oh, for sure. Yep. And that's why we brought out all the people, you know, try and get as much eyes and feet on the ground as we could.
Yeah.
To try and locate this deer.
Man.
And I went around and told all the farmers, you know, the respectable thing, you know, because all the corn was still up. I said, hey, I shot a deer. We couldn't find him, you know, just giving you a heads up, you know, watch out your combine tires and all that shit. You know, if you do find it, here's my number.
Right.
Give me a call. So,
yep.
I haven't heard anything yet. So,
I bet you're still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, man, you get another arrow in him. You might see him.
Yep.
Yeah.
I hit a buck years ago, high on the shoulder, hit him on film. Remember that, Cameron?
Yeah.
And he was fine. I hit him high. looked, realized he was still alive, had him at 10 yards underneath me. I was at full draw. And before I could have shot, I could have squeezed an arrow between two trees and tried to squeeze it in there.
Right.
But I was waiting. He was with some does. And I'll wait till he steps out. Right when he stepped out in the opening, chased these does off. I never got to put another arrow at him. Yep. But he's fine. I had, dude, I bet you, he never went away. I had hundreds of trail cam photos of this deer. And you could see the cut in his hair where I hit an arrow. Fine.
Well, see, that's when I pulled the card, I hunted yesterday morning. And pulled the car, and I had a couple of the bucks that I seen on there, but he was not on there. I keep looking for that little mark in his hair or that little hole or something, you know.
I'm sure he'll show back up, or, I mean, let's hope he's still alive, man. Yeah. But yep. I'm glad you told that story, dude. It takes some balls, and I know it fucking sucks. But
And I will say this right now. I'd rather totally miss on a deer than, wound one and do what happened.
100%.
But, I mean, it happens.
You got to make things happen, too, at the same time, like, you know, if you get a window of opportunity and you that's what you practice for, shit like that. So you got to go
exactly,
for it.
Exactly, yeah.
But, well, let's go to like a more uplifting story. But I'm glad like you had to tell that though, because I don't know. I think there's probably a lot of hunting shows out there and a lot of people that happens to, but they don't ever show it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they do. Maybe there's more than I give credit for, but I have a feeling that there's a lot of people that don't show that shit.
And I think TJ said the best. He said, you'll remember those misses and those wounds more than you will those kills.
Dude, yeah, like I go back in the calculation of every arrow I've ever fired at a deer, and I got some pretty heartbreaking ones, man.
Right.
Somewhere I'm like tore up bad.
And also this property, I've never taken a deer off of it, and I've lost two deer in my life, including this one. And the other one was my first buck I ever took a shot at. I was first year bow hunting, didn't know a goddamn thing, you know, and I stick this probably, I don't know, 130 inch. Good shot, clean through. And didn't know what I was doing. I got down as soon as the arrow went through him, you know, I seen him run in the corn. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go look for this thing, you know.
Right.
And I get in the corn and there's just, it looks like a fucking massacre in there. All the blood just everywhere. And then the cornfield's probably, it's like a 400 acre cornfield all the way from one end to the other, one giant field. And I have blood all the way through this thing, get the other end where we get the end rows, nothing. Not a speck of blood anywhere.
High shoulder, probably. Just bleeding out that on that corn.
It was great. I didn't think he had any more blood in him. How much?
Oh, it was that bad, huh?
Dude, it was.
Oh, maybe not then.
There's probably 10 spots where he laid down, and it looked like someone got murdered right there.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Jeez.
It's some of those blood trails blow your mind, man.
It's crazy. Yep. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen, because Doug's brother actually came out and helped me look for that deer, and he's like, I can't explain what happened here. He's like, I've seen this before. I've never seen this before the whole time, all my years I've been hunting.
That was weird.
It was insane.
Really They're weird. Tough animals.
Well, you want to tell your story, Doug, or should I tell mine first? I think mine happened before, didn't it?
Yeah.
We'll just tell it in order.
All right.
So I was, this would have been, it was October 20th. I went, it was when I started hitting mornings hard. Well, I guess it was like, I hunted one morning early October to get it out of my system. And then I was on my way in. It's a spot that's kind of, it's kind of like in the middle of a rectangle of like timber, and to the north there's a cut corn, standing beans to my south, and to the straight west of me there's cut corn. Northwest of me, it kind of like funnels up. Like in front of me there's a ravine, then a hill that goes over, and then it funnels in timber into like a grassy it's not CRP, but it's just like grassy cedars and bedding.
Kind of tall grassy shit.
Yeah, just stuff that just looks like big deer. And, you know what I mean?
This shit looks like
it's got that
living.
Feeling to it.
You don't talk about it. You go in there, you're like, oh, yeah.
This looks real deery in here.
The chief call. This is it.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. But I'm sitting in this stand, and it's got like a log road that comes down to my right and down into the, it's like a ravine down into that. And then it kind of, the log road kind of fades off into the timber where just overgrowth and stuff. And I sat there and I'm like, well, I'll sneak in. It came in from the south, and it was a straight west wind. So wind was perfect walking in, walked right into the wind, and I was expecting to like see a buck be the first hour of daylight and have him coming in quartering to the wind or walking straight into the wind.
Sure.
And so I'm like, oh, I'll give her a shot, see what happens, and sit there all morning. It's like 8:30. I'm like, well, 8:30 to me, I feel like is a turning point where you start seeing like I always see something right at 8:30. Do you ever notice that? It might just be me and my luck.
I think it's just you, homie.
Because yeah, 8:30, I sit there, when I look at my clock, I'm like, ooh, it's about 8:30. Like, I'm going to see some does or something. And it's always in that 10-minute frame, either before or after 8:30, I see a deer.
Mine is 9 o'clock.
See? I'm changing, though, because this year I got, like, trail cam pictures, like, deer at 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
So, like, the other day, I didn't see deer till like, a little after 9 on Saturday. Yeah. But anyway, I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, 8:30. I should see some deer. Hadn't seen a doe, nothing. Some raccoons came in and were trying to squeeze this little hole in the tree. It was super funny. And I'm like taking Snapchats.
Isn't it crazy all the wildlife shit you see?
Like, yeah, dude, I love it. I raccoons are so funny because I just send like gang Snapchats to my friends of the raccoons walking around. And so I didn't see anything. I'm like, well, if I see you, but it just felt good. Right. Like, yeah, I'm just going to sit here. It just feels nice. And no does, even, like, at all, which surprised me. No bucks. I'm like, well, if I was going to see a buck, it'd probably be first hour and a half of daylight, you know, and nothing. Now I'm sitting there, and I'm kind of like, well, I got a stand. I want to move and adjust. And
that's what I hate about mornings.
Yeah, I know, but I like it because you're up and you're out there, though. It's like
I mean, I love mornings, but it's like a love-hate relationship I have with mornings because at the same time, like, how long do I stay here?
Yep.
It's a call. Right, you got to make the call. That's part of the fun of it too, though. You know, it's like, how long can you sit? But it's, I'm sitting there kind of fucking with the stand, tying off like some of the strap tails were loose. So I'm like, you know what I mean? The tail ends of the straps. I'm tying those up.
It's crazy how much shit you can think of when you're just sitting there.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like to do.
Oh, yeah. I was getting that stand like pristine, chilling there, tying stuff off. And I'm like, wow, I got to move that stand. I was like, but this feels good. I'm just going to sit here for a little longer. And it rolls in, 9 o'clock hits, and I'm chilling there. And, you know, there's a lot more overgrowth in there being, you know, leaves are still in the tree. And
yep.
I'm kind of sitting there and I look over straight in front of me down that ravine, that ditch where that log road kind of ends. I see Rack jump the little ditch where the drainage is. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, all I saw is top of the rack. I saw good brow tines. And I'm like, it happened so fast that I grabbed my bow. I wanted to grab my bow so fast, my little bow hanger's got like a little hook. And I tried to slide my bow off, and it got snagged. Oh. And I was like, shit.
Yep.
And I shoot the hex, like the Scott hex. It's like a back tension style. Well, this deer runs in. I look. I'm like, I see good brow on his left side and a good G2 and G3 on his left side. I'm like, he's a good one. So I didn't even think. I grab my bow. I draw. And he's walking. And I'm going, all right, I'm not going to stop him because he's so close. I didn't want him to, like, book. And I'm like squeezing off, and they stop. So I'm like, all right, perfect. Boom, pull through, right through him. He runs up to the right on the hill of me, the hill to the right of me. That's that log road. It's wide out, like in the wide open. He's standing there like 22 yards, and he's standing there, and he's starting to wobbly leg. And I can see the arrow hole straight through double lung. And I'm like, if he walks off, there's some witchcraft shit going on. So,
but that'd be my luck.
This is why I shoot a bow-mounted quiver. It's because that deer, from the time I shot him to the 2 seconds he went and stood on that hill, I already had another arrow knocked.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like getting ready to put another one in him. I'm like, I don't need to. Like, I'll just enjoy this because he's going to go down. Like, he has to. But I had another arrow knocked. If I had to put another one in him, I was going to put another one in him. And he's standing there. He's wildly legged. I'm doing the go down. And
then all of a sudden, the butt wobble.
Yeah, dude. All of a sudden, he just—you can see him stand there, and then blood just runs out his nose, out his mouth, and then he just stumbles forward on his front legs, crashes right underneath me.
That's awesome.
Like from the place I shot him to where he ran and stood there to where he fell, total, he didn't go 20 yards.
That's awesome.
I was just like October 20th. I'm like,
what the fuck just happened,
dude? I got so actually, I got the audio. I'm actually gonna play that. I got so sick to my stomach. And I've seen it happen online. You know, people like get sick. It's the first deer. He's not my biggest buck. Not close to my biggest buck.
You called me and you sound like you just seen a fucking ghost, dude.
I was sick. I was fucking sick. So I haven't showed anybody this video because I'm embarrassed by it. But I took a video of myself because I was feeling so sick. I will. I'll just play the audio for you guys.
No. Just show us the video while you're playing the audio.
Okay. A little exclusive.
Yeah, I'll show it. I took
my sunglasses off for this.
Yeah, your Big Ten sunglasses. So I shot this deer, and I was like, I watched him go down. I can see him laying in there, but the way he fell in like a little, like, I don't know, like a little honeysuckle bush thing.
Yeah.
And I can't see his rack because the way he fell, the bush held his rack upright.
Right.
So I can just see his back legs. But dude, I just had like a, because last season I struggled, man. I was on big deer the whole time, but I couldn't close the deal. And I remember last year, the podcast of my buck was titled The Emotions of Bow Hunting.
Right.
And you remember that episode?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And good it was episode. After I hit that buck in the shoulder. And it's actually the same tree stand I shot my buck in last year. This is where I shot this buck. And it just kind of like poured out of me, dude, to like have it happen the way you want it to happen and have it happen everything before goes November. Right. And I was right. like, dude, I needed this so bad. So I got kind of emotional. But yeah, I didn't show anybody this because I'm kind of embarrassed by it in a weird way. But I'll play the audio on here and I'll show you guys the video here. Hold on. I don't know where my. Yeah, so I was, dude, I was a mess, man. I was so jacked. And I don't know. I was just so stoked about it. All right, let me find this video quick. But yeah, dude, he went down right in front of me, and then that just adds to it. You know what I mean? Like you're just like,
oh, when you can see that deer fall and yeah, know he's down, you're that's
it's the greatest thing ever.
Oh, the best feeling in the world.
Yeah. It's the craziest feeling. All right, let me see. Okay. All right. Hopefully this plays through. Okay. Hopefully the audio's not too loud.
It's October 20th. I don't know. Morning of October 20th, my first real morning sit, and my stomach hurts. I was just sitting here. It's about 9 o'clock. I hadn't seen a deer all morning. I was about to get down. Oh man, my stomach's cramping really bad. A buck comes across a ravine. I smoke him at 10 yards and watch him fall down. Whenever you can make it happen like this in October, I can see him laying right here. He's in the brush, but whenever you make it happen like this in October and you hustle so hard, it's just crazy. I don't even know what to say. I want to cry. My stomach hurts. I've never had my stomach hurt like this after shooting a deer. And I just, I feel sick. This is the greatest thing. I love it. I've just dedicated my life to this. It just feels good like to be able to get it done so early. You just bust your ass all the time, all year. Man, what a good feeling. I just had to do a quick video. Just I can't even believe it happened. So it's amazing.
That's me feeling sick in the stand.
You should be embarrassed by that, dude.
No, man.
Nah, that's awesome.
Know. Yeah.
So let me, I'll play the other video.
You got some real shit right there.
Yeah.
There's some real shit.
I felt sick, dude. Like, I was like, oh. Like, it felt like someone grabbed the bottom of my stomach and just pulled it straight out the top.
Oof.
Grabbed your nuts, gave a yank on them.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I took a bunch of videos, like, where the arrow was, and it's like, dude, right underneath the tree. It was so crazy the way it happened. And he's a good solid eight. He's probably mid 130s as an eight, I'd say. I haven't put the tape to him. I don't care. I'm gonna euro him and probably put him in the studio. And
yeah, for sure, for sure,
dude. So happy.
That's awesome.
So
to do it in October too, for like your first real morning sit.
Yeah. Well, I felt like my game plan came together because I'm like they're in the timber.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about it. I'm like, I think they're in the timber on the acorns.
The acorns,
goddamn acorns.
And it was weird because it was a west wind. He came from the west, and he was kind of hauling ass, but he went down the ravine. He came up the ravine with momentum to get up the hill.
And he was scooting a little bit.
He was scooting. So I don't know if I think the wind. I'm trying to remember what the wind was that morning. I think we had a wind change. I think wherever he was kind of like, shit, I need to get over here to where I can. He was going back to bed. I'm almost positive, but I think he was trying to get to a spot to where the bed was going to work for him.
Oh, okay.
And I think that maybe the wind change caught him off guard a bit.
Yeah.
So I think he was cutting through.
He was making a move to get on that wind, so it was better for him.
Exactly. And I think I just was in that interception in between.
Probably cutting that ravine off to get the other side to get the wind better for him.
That's what I think. I think he was going to the top of the ravine on my side to bed up there, and I just happened to be right in the center of it.
That's so awesome.
What's cool about that spot is when I picked the spot, there's a steep ravine it'd be northwest of where the stand is technically, but the ravine gets really steep and it graduals out where that log road wraps around.
Right.
So it forces the deer, instead of cutting through that washout in the ravine, it cuts them down to where the stand is. So this is like a terrain feature that helps. So all the deer cut right through there in that
natural funnel there, kind of.
Yep. It's just a terrain feature that forces them to go around it.
Yep.
And I think that's why, and where it sits in the timber, I think that's why I've killed both my bucks there in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
You know, and It's just a good spot. It feels good. Actually, it's, you know, it's weird because sometimes you sit there and you're like, there ain't any fucking deer in here.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But I shot that deer at just after 9 o'clock.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if I can see what time I took that video because I took that video within not even, I mean, a couple minutes after I watched them fall.
Yeah, it's got to be a good feeling to have a deer down already, don't it?
Oh, this is 8:53 a.m.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah. I shot them probably at like 8:45. So this, yeah, video's 8:53.
That's awesome. I like that. That video is pretty cool.
I was stoked, man.
That's raw.
I was going to post it, but I didn't want to. I was like embarrassed for some reason.
There's nothing to be embarrassed about that.
Hell, did you see my video from last year? I sound like a 12-year-old kid.
You do get like that when you shoot a buck. Your voice cracks like a motherfucker.
I freak, man. Sucks. I get emotional, awesome. Dude, when that happens. You know?
I'd rather cry than my voice crack like a girl.
I don't know. Oh, my God. I just don't take it lightly. You know what I mean? Yeah. So shouldn't. Yeah, I mean,
it's a serious thing, man.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like, for that to happen like that, I don't know. It worked how you want it to work.
How much time and shit we put into this stuff, it's hard not to get emotional when it happens, you know?
Exactly.
But, you know, we spent all year doing this shit, and it's over in 12
Well, and you said, like, you seconds, know, like, what happened to you last year compared to what just happened this year, like, October already, and you got one down.
Yeah.
Like, and it goes down, you saw it go down, there's no...
It's just beautiful.
Did I smoke them? Did I not smoke them? It's done.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the thing, too. Like, I had my experiences from last year, like when he was standing there and I could see the double lung hole, like, put another one in him, bitch. Let's do this. You know?
Right.
Like, I'm sitting there. I had the other arrow knocked. I'm like, getting rid of the drum. I'm like, no, he's going down. I'm like, look at him. You can see it.
But see, you learned that from last year to say, hey, let's throw another arrow in case we got to shoot him.
Yeah. The thing is, too, like, if I would have shot him again, I would have aimed for that same hole.
Wouldn't that be the shit? You just hit it perfectly the same hole.
Don't even touch him. He just goes right through him again.
Like, son of a... You know what I mean? Again. It was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. But it was crazy getting down and grab the arrow, and it's like, Viper trick just... boom, right through him, and it's like in the mud. It's like, oh man, how crazy is that?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
And you still have a buck tag.
Yeah, yep. Get one more buck tag with a bow.
That's so crazy. I just wish that was the one thing we could do in Iowa.
I don't get why we can't have two bow buck tags.
Right.
That's why. Because
you can bow hunt late muzzleloader, so why just not give me the...
Nah. Give me a muzzleloader tag and I'll hunt it with a fucking bow.
You can. Right.
Because you can kill one with a bow and a gun.
Yeah.
So why can't you just do two with a bow?
Exactly.
It's harder anyway.
I don't know.
See, that's Illinois has that as like the one thing we have figured out.
Yeah,
that's it.
I'm gonna still take Iowa's
law. Yeah. I'm not moving to Illinois for that.
Trade off is better. But my goal now, I have a good buck down. I'm tickled pink with him, man. I'm so stoked with it. I'm still riding cloud nine. I'm chilled out. Like I said, I was chilled out before. Like I talked about it. Like I'm going with it, you know. And so. Now that I have this deer down and super stoked with it, super pumped on, and I'm the king of big eights. I don't know what the hell. Like, I just can't kill it. I killed a 10-pointer last year.
They just flocked to you.
Yeah, this eight's bigger than my 10 last year, you know? So, I mean, I'll take them. Bring them on.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's do this. Bring more. Dude, the thing is, I'm going to hold out for, and I notice I say the thing is all the time, but whatever. And that buck comes in again this weekend, the way he came in. I'm shooting him.
Right. Just like a natural reaction.
Dude, fuck yeah. So my goal now is I'm going to hustle it out. I'm going to resist the urge to shoot a doe because I just like to shoot does. I like to shoot deer, man. I like to shoot deer than I like to sit and be miserable. I want to shoot another buck if I can. I don't need to, but if I can, if I get the opportunity, I'd love to. Because what I want to do, I'd like to film. And go film one of you guys. Go and film you, Tank. Go film my dad. And just... throw a hang on my back and go in, hang it up wherever you guys are at and hang it above you and film and chill. Because if I kill another buck, you'd be damned if I'm going out and going to risk seeing 180 inch and
trying to shoot a doe.
I would never shoot it, but like I don't want that temptation.
180 inch chases in a doe and you shoot the doe out in front of it.
I don't want the I wish I wouldn't have. Because you never wish
you can't do that.
Wish you wouldn't have shot that other buck and filled your buck tag, but
yeah,
I just think it'd be more beneficial and more fun and like being able to live it up because you don't get to do that often.
Right.
Like buck out, go hunt with your buddies.
Right.
Because what's it going to hurt? We all know how to hunt. throw a hang on above you guys and film it.
Hell yeah.
I'll sit there quietly and I could chill.
Just sit there and you're just talking. Just, hey, how's it going?
You having fun?
Hey, man, what are you doing?
Shot my buck last weekend, he came in about this time.
It was perfect.
Look at this meme. Look how funny it is.
Cameron, do you like memes? Look at this. This is a wonderful sunrise. Hey, do you know what the backpack kid is? Do you know how to floss? I'm up there flossing in the tree stand. Like, God damn it, Curtis. Go home, bro.
Sit down.
I'm just drinking like a gallon of Hunter's Blend coffee.
Damn, this is good.
I'm peeing over you out of the tree.
You're just drinking in the stand like, hey, Bush Light.
Hey, I gotta take a shit.
Yeah. Hey, lean over a little bit. I don't want this to hit you.
Can you hang onto my hand so I don't fall out?
Yeah. What the hell is going on?
There's some deer in. Just hold it. I can't hold it in. I gotta do it now.
I'm just an asshole.
I gotta take a shit now.
But I don't know. I think that'll be fun. Hopefully we can get that done and then film you guys.
It is fun double hanging and having your buddy with you, though, too.
Yeah, just, dude. You can sit longer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can sit for all day.
Sure.
Yeah.
For sure. A lot longer.
Even if you're just like, you can be quiet still and like make it talk, work.
Yeah.
If people shit like, I don't get on my phone because I'm there to unconnect. Well, yeah, but if you want to sit all day, bro. All
right. You can sit all day and not check your phone. Get fuck out of here.
Just like, don't even blink. Just
anything you can do to just be out there. And if you can mix that balance of, check your phone, whatever, if you're doing something, but look around, like, be aware.
Yeah. Oh, for sure, for sure.
You know, but anyway, that's my buck story.
So that's awesome.
Pretty stoked.
Congrats.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. I'm pretty pumped about it.
Pretty. Fuck yeah, dog. Pumped.
Nux.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Nucles.
We're all hitting nucks right now, guys, in podcast land. Me and Doug just did an air nuck across the studio. Well, Doug, I think you should tell your story, because yours is cool, man.
His story sucked.
My cousin Drake, he's about 21 now, I think, and he hasn't been bow hunting very long, so I think he's only killed one buck with his bow. So I had him come out to my place, and I had this really big eight mature on my camera. It's probably like 130s, but super mature.
Yeah.
And I had it. Me and Eric put a stand up. Was it last year? 2 years ago? The ridge stand.
I think it was last year. I think we threw that up.
It was money,
we?
Though. Like,
it was a good spot.
It was a good spot. And I have like scrapes. He's hitting them right there.
And I don't think anyone hunted it last year.
We didn't touch it this year either. He's the first one to go in there.
Yeah. But I think that almost makes it better too when you just kind of leave it alone for a little bit.
I don't. Because I got another spot, a triangle patch that I haven't touched either. So I'm waiting on that. But so there's a mature eight in there, and there's another good eight. It could turn into a big one, but if he shot, I wouldn't have been mad. So then he goes in there and he hunts. Yeah, it's just whatever.
<He's>
so he goes
really
in there and he
hunts.
So he's been working like 12s, like, oof, straight, like no time off. So right. He finally gets last week, Monday and Tuesday off. Goes in there Sunday night. He sees the eight that I wanted him to shoot. He didn't know I wanted him to shoot. I just told him, no, there's deer in there.
Yeah.
He sees somewhere. The eight like bed like down the creek bed from like 50 yards. So I'm like, oh, that's good. It's good. He goes in there next morning. Sees him again, so I'm like, oh, he's gonna kill him now. Like,
yeah.
Well, what's nice about the stand too, it's like right on the edge of the ridge. So
it's at the end of the ridge where it feads down into the creek and then out to our cornfield that has not been picked yet either. So I'm like, this is money. Like,
so this stand, like, if they're coming down the ridge, you're gonna see a deer coming down the ridge, yeah, no exactly. matter where they're coming down.
And the does always like to walk that ridge down into the cornfield. Yeah. So and he has a doe tag, so I figured he might get a doe too. But he's been seeing that eight, so I'm like, oh, he's gonna kill him. So right. then come right. Tuesday night, perfect wind for there. I just went and hunted a stand in the big field. We picked some of the corn in our big field, so I'm like, I'll hunt there, hopefully get a doe.
Yeah.
But then he, like 5 o'clock, he calls me, and he's like, I seen that eight. I'm like, oh, shit, like, he's kind of pushing some does. I'm like, oh, he's going to come into you. I was like, he's like, should I call him or anything? I was like, no, just give it time. So come around 6 o'clock, he calls me, and he goes, did you get him? He's like, no, I shot a different one. I'm like, oh, shit, like. What?
Nice,
he's like,
nice.
It's like a big old 10-pointer split G2. I'm like, holy shit, like, because I don't have any of that on my deer cam. Yeah, so I'm like going what? Through my head, like, what's deer is he talking about? Like, what's... And then he sends me a snap. He took a Snapchat before he shot it. And he sent a Snapchat. I'm like, holy shit, like, that's actually a nice buck.
Wait a second. Why are you taking Snapchat before you're killing
deer?
That was kind
of weird when he did that.
That is the cockiest shit you can do.
I don't get that.
Right?
I thought that was pretty funny.
That's
though.
Cockier than Chip if you go to the latest episode going, meh, and stopping it before you range it or drop your bow or draw your bow.
Right.
Well, I think in the back of his mind, he thinks I'd be mad enough if he shoots a buck that has potential to get to grow into a big one, but I didn't really care. It's a second bow buck, so I was like, you know,
you. You hit the curve, man. You got to get up there.
Yep. But I seen the video. I'm like, holy shit, that's a nice buck. And then I get a call right afterwards. I'm like, oh, shit. And he's like, oh, I just smoked him. I'm like, all right. I was like, are you sure you smoked him? He's like, oh, yeah, dude, I smoked him. I'm like, perfect. All right. I was like, just stay in your stand until, you know, light up. I'm still hunting, so just wait till dark. So I'm sitting there, and some does come out. And they go right where the corn was picked. Like, they go right there, like 50 yards out. I'm like, shit, it's kind of far. And then finally, one doe breaks off right to me. And she gets, she's coming in. I'm like, should I shoot her? Like, I got to find this deer still. Like, I don't know how long I want to be out. I got to work in the morning at 5 a.m. She comes in, like, it's too perfect. Like, 20 yards. I'm like, it's going down.
You got a doe tag in your pocket. Oh, yeah.
So I'm sitting there. I pull back on her. And when I pull back, my peep kind of, it turned on me, so I'm like, shit, so I can't really see out of it. So I'm trying to fix it with my nose. Do like that awkward. And she, and then like doing this, I looked down, and she looked right at me. I'm like, fuck. So I'm like, shit. So I just kind of made it work. And I shot her a little farther back than I wanted to, but I actually hit her better than I thought I did also.
Mm-hmm.
And she ran right along that, the corn that's still up. And then she just bedded down in the picked corn. So I'm like, oh, she's hurting.
Right.
So I'm sitting there, you know, and my cousin's calling me. He's like, I'm at the gator. Where are you? Where are you? I'm like, I got to get, like, I'm just watching this doe. It's a full moon out. I can see her. I'm like,
right.
I just want to make sure she's dead. You know, 7:30 comes along. He's still sitting there. He's probably dying inside. But so I'm like, all right, I got to get down. So I just made sure where she was. So went back, ate some pizza at the house, gave his deer some time, went back, and then we find really good blood right away. So I'm like, all right, good. He did smoke. I'm like, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get to time where he jumped the fence, and right when he jumped the fence, some guts came out in the blood. I'm like, fuck, maybe he didn't do it like as good as I thought he did.
Right.
So I'm sitting there like, shit, we hear some deer run. I'm like, fuck, like that could have been him. We're fucked.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Jumped him.
Oh, there he goes.
And I was kind of like, oh, we'll keep looking. We'll keep looking. Probably went 20 more yards, and he's laying right there. It was awesome.
Really?
That's cool. Yeah.
Was he? I know we saw a video. He was like stoked up.
Oh, dude, he was so stoked. Like, because last year before that, he shot a really nice 8-pointer, and we never found it. Oh. Basically in the same spot.
Oh, really?
And this time he smoked it. Like,
yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
The blood wasn't even that good, though, surprisingly. Because you saw the picture where he smoked him. Like, there's blood everywhere. So I don't know what happened there. But he did pass through him. So.
That's crazy.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, that is awesome.
It was awesome. Got back at freaking the house at 10 o'clock. I made him gut it, which is pretty funny. But
I love that, dude. Making Steve gut deer.
I was like, you got to get up in the cavity. And then when you think you're there, you're not there. You got to really get in there. Like, I can just tell by like his arms, like, you're not there yet. He's like, I can't go anymore. I'm like, just get in there.
You got to get like almost shoulder deep up there to get that esophagus out, you know?
So we got that esophagus. Yeah, we got that in the gator. Got that all done. Went and looked for my doe, and I couldn't find it at first. So I'm like, fuck. Then went back to where I left my arrow in the ground where the knock was lighted. So I followed the blood. The blow was actually really good for because I hit, I think, a little bit of lung and then some guts.
Uh-huh.
And I could see guts on the arrow. That's what I was worried about.
Quartering two, just a little?
Quartering two, a little hard.
Damn, dog.
I sent it.
Risky but, business.
There's guts on the arrow, so that's what I was worried about. So I figured I didn't want to bump her out of the cornfield and then gone the forever.
Standing corn.
Yeah.
So I went back there, couldn't see her in the corn. I had a little spotlight trying to find her. Couldn't see her. I'm like, shit. So I go back to my arrow, and then you can just see the blood through the corn. I'm like, oh, shit, like, this is pretty good blood.
Mm-hmm.
Followed it right to her. It was awesome. Should. Big old
That's
doe.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a big doe.
Big old nanny.
The light stays red.
I know.
That's right.
I've never doubled up with someone before like that, so it was pretty cool.
That is really cool, man. That is awesome. Deer hunting's such a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah, it's really cool to see someone, you know, who hasn't been hunting that much and then, like, get a really nice deer.
Yeah.
And see him freak out.
That's awesome.
See, Steve, watch him get all pumped up.
Most people know that, listen, Steve shot his first buck a couple weeks ago. It was like the same. I shot my buck Saturday morning. He shot his Sunday afternoon the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So Steve, he says this is his last week on second shift, so hopefully soon he comes in. I wanted him to be able to tell that story.
Yep.
It'll be like a 45-minute story.
Oh, God.
Story that's like should be like 10.
Have I seen two flies fucking in the morning?
Yeah, stoked. Yeah,
fly rut.
Yeah.
Fly rut.
That boy's got some ADHD or something.
I think he's got something. He's
Could you imagine if you could read his mind all day?
Oh boy.
Oh, I'd be terrible. I would not want to go.
I'd be tired.
Dude, his mind's nothing but dark arts, man.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Dude, it's just built off dark arts. Dark arts and like wrestling tights.
You like off of X-Men when that guy like gives you his power to read minds. Yeah. He's like, take it back.
I don't want this anymore.
I can't take it.
But man, I don't know. I'm stoked. I'm super thankful to have a buck down, and I don't know.
We still got a lot of season left too.
Yeah, so. Dude.
Yeah, for sure.
The good hunt hasn't even started yet. Yeah. I think this week's gonna be the turning point. Vacation's happening next week for a lot of people, which is awesome. And
I got a new buck that showed up on deer cam too.
Oh,
it's time to get after it.
Right.
Got two shooters now.
Time to get after it. Well, I think we'll close her out there. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good episode.
Yeah. Well, should we do something positive? Positive lap?
Yep.
Cameron, you're first. Give me something positive.
Man, I just hope I get a deer in front of me.
Oh, yeah. The tattoo bed is still on.
Yeah. It's still on. It's rough.
It's still on. Man,
I've never had this this hard of a season.
How do you guys feel sitting across from each other? Your other opponent's not in here. Jordan hit a deer, but Coyote's got it, so it doesn't count as a successful recovery. The criteria is tag, trophy photo, meet.
Yep.
This is the way I look at it. Either I'm going to get a deer down before one of these guys, or I'm going to have a shitty tattoo I get to show everyone. So either way.
We were talking. It does have a really good story behind it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to get one, you got to get like 2018, 2019 underneath it. You know. Like
and then if I don't shoot a deer, I'll just keep adding the years to it.
Hash marks.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about it, Cameron? I mean.
I don't know, man.
It's anyone's game right now.
I'm staying positive. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. I think Eric's going to crush one this weekend.
Yeah.
You know what would be cool, though? If you like lost the bet in multiple years, so you do like you got Bambi and then a little more mature the next year, a little more mature the other year.
And a road.
He just gets bigger and bigger.
Next year he loses his spots and he's got a little four corn buck to him. And
yeah. I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people know that listen. So Jordan Johnson, our producer for Carbon TV, and he does a lot of our graphics and stuff. He's with Combination Creative. So check out Combination Creative if you need like a logo or
go give him a like
production work made. He made the bet. I want to make the bet of me. Whoever shoots a deer, who doesn't shoot a deer first between me and him, gets this tattoo of this fawn, but it's a buck.
Did you come up with that picture? Or did he?
No, he just found it online. I think
it's like a little Disney character almost.
Yeah. It's a little cartoon buck with spots and antlers. It's weird. I'm like, well, I was like, I don't know, man. I'm a doe killer. Like, I will beat you. And then, so he's just like, all right, let's do it with the whole Carbon crew. And you guys were all down. And then it was me. I won, and then followed by Doug, and then
that's it.
There we are.
Well, Steve's
out, yeah. Debatably.
Well, I thought for sure I was like, because I went on my honeymoon, then we bought a new house. So I had to move and shit. I'm like, man, I ain't going to be able to get out till like fucking October 20th. You know, I'm like, I'm dead in the water, but.
You're still in the running.
I'm still in the running.
Yeah, yeah. I probably put this on myself. That first Thursday of the season, I got cocky and I was trying to film and a doe came in. I was like, nah, this isn't the best film. And I let her go and I'm paying for it.
Damn.
You've been the first one done.
I know.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
That's right.
But
that's
it doesn't matter because I still have the tag in my pocket.
Dang. Yeah.
It's rough. Well, learning a new property during the season sucks.
I've done it.
Oh, yeah.
But, hey, just kill a deer, man.
It's better not having property.
Yeah, just kill a deer, right? Just do it.
The thing is, like, me and Jordan have enough tattoos. If we get one, it's not weird if we get that tattoo.
Yeah.
Everybody else is kind of like, why do you have that?
Right. It'd be really weird for Doug because he doesn't have any.
When, like, someone's like, hey, you got any tattoos? Like, yeah, I got one. Like, where? On my ass.
On my ass.
Let me see it. Oh. What the fuck is that?
Long story, man.
So I had a podcast back in the day.
When you're like grandpa. 80.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's your positive deal?
Positive? I'm going to kill a deer. And that's going to happen. And it's going to be before Eric.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Shots throwing it down.
Damn.
I was going to say, I believe you until you said before Eric's. Maybe.
Oh, it's going to happen. Maybe. I'll end up hitting one with my truck. I don't know if that counts, does it?
No, it doesn't count.
Are you sure? Yes. I've gotten really close
hero
already.
Hero photo and all.
hero photo with your truck laid over the front of it.
No.
What broadhead you use? A Chevy Silverado?
Yeah. The bow tie.
Halftime.
1500 green.
The sad daddy hit that dotted line, and I said, you're done.
I said, son. I yelled at the window.
No. I'm feeling pretty good about this new property. I'm figuring it out, so I'm getting there.
Next week's the week.
I know. I say I got all next week off, so.
You better panic if it don't happen next week.
Yeah. No, then it'll be different. I don't even know if I'll be here.
You just stop coming.
Yeah, I'll be out there hunting. I'll just live in a tree stand.
This is my second home.
take a little snooze out there at night.
Yeah.
This is my home now.
This is my home. Doug, give me something positive.
Vacation for me starts Thursday, so I have one more day of work, and I'm getting after it.
Atta boy.
Right, all right.
Atta boy.
Simple.
Eric. Well, I'm done with all my bullshit moving and honeymooning and all that stuff, so I can finally, finally hit the woods hard this weekend and we'll see now. I don't have vacation because I used all my fucking vacation on a honeymoon and a Nebraska hunt. So,
hey, those are pretty good.
Pretty good excuses. So
yeah. You gotta sacrifice the honeymoon thing, but Nebraska paid off.
Oh yeah, yep. So I'm gonna hit her hard.
My something positive is I feel good about what is going to happen in the next couple of weeks for the working class bow hunter crew. I will not be the only dude with a buck down. I will not be that only guy. It just won't happen because it doesn't ever happen like that.
Nope.
We're going to kill. We hustle enough. Somebody will get an opportunity.
Well, you're not right now because Steve has a buck down.
I also feel like luck of the podcast.
Just saying.
I also feel like luck of the podcast is going to bless a lot of listeners.
Just saying. It's
I'm not going to be the only one with a buck down. Well, you're not.
kind of covered his own tracks there. You just kind of call him out on it.
I'm thinking about it. I'm like, yeah.
Steve's gonna come back and talk so much shit.
If your deer's never fucked another deer,
come on, it still counts.
It does. I'm giving him a hard time.
He's got antlers coming out of his head, don't he?
Yeah, he does. I'm kidding. But no, you're right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay. We just keep forgetting about Steve because he hasn't been here so long.
And we set a record download month without him. So it's for Steve. Every time Steve's like, I'm the reason why people listen, I'm like, oh, fuck yourself.
Hey, go piss up a rope, asshole.
My something positive is, yeah, we're going to have a good next couple weeks. That light's going to stay red. And I feel that the listeners are going to have some good luck, too.
Look at the podcast. Mm-hmm. Going to bless everybody here soon.
Yep.
If you kill a deer and you have some working class bow hunter gear, email it to us because I will add it to the store, your photo in the store for whatever gear it is so people can see people actually wear it and kill stuff in it. Plus, we just like to see that stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I love seeing deer down. Connor Wayfield shot a nice one.
Yeah, congrats to Connor. And then there's been a ton of people sending us photos with like working class bow hunter stocking caps, hats on, shirts on, anything that you can get. If you have some gear, you know, if you get a picture of the deer, send it to us. Email it.
Slap a sticker on your forehead. We don't care.
Yeah. Okay. Pre-order. We're hanging bang. Can't trip into a 150. Stocking caps coming in. And I think we're going to close her out
there. Go shoot your bow shirts are going to be back in stock this week.
This week. All right. We love you. Go kill a big buck. And that means you're going to shoot your bow because it all comes hand in hand.
Yeah.
We hope so.